My next guest on the show is Leonard Spicer, CEO of Clover.
Clover is in the point of sale and the payments acceptance space. So when you think about payments, it's an equation. You have the consumer side, the payer, and you have the receiving side, which is typically the merchant. Clover focuses in on the brick-and-mortar merchants, so restaurants, retailers, services businesses, and we provide both the hardware and the software that runs on their countertops. So typically you'd have a cash register type of device, and you'd also have a payment terminal, which is that, you know, that box with the buttons and the card swiping or the chip card on it. We replace both of those or either of those, depending on what you buy off of the Clover product line. And really the big difference that has happened and what Clover was really founded on was that historically those systems were very closed systems. So you could kind of think of the old payment terminal like a feature phone.
Right.
It could do one or two things really well, but if you wanted it to do more than that, you couldn't. And as an entrepreneur, if you were building a new business, for instance, you wanted to create a new form of currency, or you wanted to provide a new loyalty program, or you wanted to provide something new to that merchant, you never could before because they were closed systems. Clover's real focus was always on being an open platform. So let's take one that many people are just familiar with as a consumer. When you go into a grocery store, oftentimes there'll be something where it says, do you want to give a dollar to charity? And typically a really large company like a Safeway would spend a couple of years working with another company to integrate something like that. You don't see that in, let's say, a small business or a convenience store.
Mm-hmm.
On a platform like Clover, we have a company that's just a small team called Charity Checkout, and they've been able to actually create hundreds of thousands of charities, including local schools, where it's actually integrated all the way in to the point of sale. So when you go into even a small merchant, that all that merchant had to do was install their app, and then as you're literally going through the checkout process, that charity, you know, add $1 to your checkout pops up, you add that $1, it gets inserted into the bill, gets inserted into everything seamlessly, and now you've basically given the sort of equal playing field to that small business that only the really large businesses with multiple years of investment and integration could have done. And that's just one of many examples. Yeah. We have over 100 applications on our platform today. One of the challenges is in the brick-and-mortar world is these merchants, they're busy, really busy all day long. How do I actually reach out and communicate to a small business owner? When we started Clover, and from some of our experiences in the past, we realized that trying to build our own sales team up from scratch would be very, very difficult and take quite a long time. So when we first launched Clover, we did so in working with payment processors. We found that there were all of these payment processors who looked at their business and said, the business of pure payments, if all you offer is payments, is essentially becoming commoditized, and we want to offer more value as payment processors. And so we went to them and said, we have this open platform, this open point of sale system, and they were extremely excited to be the actual distributors of that because they were essentially the ones distributing that that terminal box before. And so essentially what they did is they started to swap out their boxes for our equipment and software. And as we were working with a variety of folks in the space, we came across First Data and KKR. Yep. And KKR had acquired First Data for about $30 billion. And similarly, we're seeing the trends in the space of payment processing and wanted to offer more value. And it was there that we connected up with both KKR and First Data to find the right channel, which was essentially to take First Data. And First Data does over $1.5 trillion U.S. dollars in payment processing, which is bigger than the GDP of Australia. It's just mind-boggling when you think about it. And they basically said, we want to replace all of our terminals with Clover, which is, you know,
that's
over
nice.
6 million terminals, 6 million merchants out there. So So what we ended up doing from a business model perspective is essentially First Data has an existing model of both sort of hardware and payment processing, and then we layered on top of that the application market and the services that come with each and every application that a merchant installs. And so those three make up the business model, and all of that flows through First Data, which is actually really flowing through First Data's partners, which is Bank of America and Wells Fargo and Citibank and all of these banks that provide payment processing to their customers.